Hey there, I'm Abdullahi Karima Ayomide, and this is my podcast. So today's episode is the last part of my experience during the Abumsa Health Week. After the Professor A.A. Rafindadi quiz competition, there was a cooking competition between all classes and it was held in Shika. Long story short, my class won the title of Chef of Abumsa, and afterwards, we came back to Samaru for the movie night. The title of the movie was Sleep. I did not really pay attention to it because I had an application deadline to meet, so I was busy with that. The next day was a plenary session on gender-based violence. So basically, a plenary session is like a conference where you have speakers, moderators, and the audience, and the moderators ask the speakers stuff about a particular topic and they explain it to the audience. The moderators basically guide the discussion on that particular topic. So on this plenary session, I just went to be a part of the audience because gender-based violence is a topic I'm really interested in. But at the end of the day, I was one of the moderators. The session was really insightful and the speakers did justice to the topic. I learned a lot of things. One being that, according to a survey carried out in Kaduna, 7 out of 10 women think it's okay to be abused by their husbands. We had two amazing speakers. Dr. Banaru from Department of Family Medicine and Dr. Hafsa from the Obstetrics and Gynecology Department. After this session, the audience were given an opportunity to ask questions and make contributions. Some comments and questions were really shocking, but the speakers handled it very well. One thing Dr. Banaru said that stuck with me when someone brought up the issue of feminism is that feminism is a concept that means different things to different people, and that's just the plain truth. The only issue was that there were literally no females in attendance, and that was really sad. So plenary session ended on a good note. The next day, which was the last day of the health week, was the award and dinner night held in honor of the graduating class. The event took place in, I'm sure you can guess where by now, so yes, it took place in Shika, and my friends and I got there by 8 or so, quite early because only a few people had arrived at that time. The event kick-started around 9 p.m. and guess what? I made a presentation on spoken words, and it was dedicated to the graduating class. I've always been amazed by how people put words together and it comes out so beautifully. So when the director of socials reached out to me saying I should prepare a presentation, I made an attempt at a poem. I'm not even sure it counts as one, but one of my poet friends said, a poem can be anything you want it to be. Let me not even lie, before I started, you could clearly see me take a deep breath and my grip on the microphone was so tight. I delivered the spoken words of heart and I didn't think I would be able to because I practiced only thrice, I guess. So I held my friend's phone just in case I forgot a part, since my phone was used to play the background sound. Before I knew it, the phone locked and I didn't know the passcode, so I was just like, yeah, I can do this, and I did. So here goes my poem. More like spoken words, but okay. Okay. Medicine. Just like every other thing, it has its ups and downs. On some days, you're as happy as a little kid high on sugar. On other days, not so much. On some days, you feel fulfilled you chose it as a profession, a way of life. On other days, you ask yourself what gave you the audacity to consider it. On some days, that patient that has been in coma for a really long time suddenly wakes up and everyone is elated. On other days, a patient that was fine just 10 minutes ago is dead. On some days, the ambience of the hospital, the ER and the OR is almost therapeutic. On other days, it just makes you want to puke. On some days, you're proud to be a doctor, a medical student. On other days, you don't even want to hear the word. On some days, you push hard and fight through. On other days, you want to quit. On some days, you're energetic. On other days, you're just tired. On some days, you win. On other days, you lose. On some days, you laugh. On other days, you cry. It's just how life is. Just like yin and yang. Opposite, yet complementary. Even a beautiful rose has thorns. The beauty of life, however, is what we make of it. Life, they say, is not a bed of roses. But who is to say we can't make our own bed full of roses, even if it means buying roses and scattering the petals around your bed. Giving hope. Saving lives, donating blood, taking risk, rendering services, making sacrifices, serving humanity, being selfless, showing compassion, support, and empathy becomes our new normal. And the best part? Seeing that patient get well and healthy again. Nothing beats that, especially the relief that comes with it. It's a natural feeling only relatable to medics. However, We can only do our best because promises are not ours to make. Medicine, the highs and the lows. This poem is dedicated to every member of the U13MD class. Congratulations on coming thus far. As you start a new phase of life and put what you've learned to practice, I pray God Almighty be with you every step of the way. Congratulations, doctors. So that's the end of my poem or spoken words presentation. And afterwards, they did presentation of awards and I won Female Fresher of the Year. So yes, I'm the freshest of the freshest. Thanks to all my classmates and seniors that voted for me. So dinner came to an end at almost midnight and we are taken back to campus. There was an after party that was held in a club and I'm pretty sure everyone that attended had so much fun. So yes, that's the end of my experience during the health week. I left Zaria for home the next morning. I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode as much as I enjoyed recording. School has resumed, so it may take a while before the next episode is out. But till then, be good, stay safe, and bye-bye from your favorite podcast girl.